This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A guy named Zach Booth Simpson creates these high-tech interactive art installations all over the world. They use light in playful ways that let viewers move sand that isn't there or grow digital plants. Simpson also has a sideline. He works in a lab on the cutting edge of molecular biology. Not bad for a guy who dropped out of high school at 17. Lindsay Patterson explains exactly how he pulled this off.
I met Zach Booth Simpson when I moved in next door to him in Austin. Stopping by his front porch to chat was like visiting a professor during office hours. He talked like he knew a lot about everything. But Zach always had a problem with school.
I really liked the encyclopedia. My mom tended to give me, you know, science books for Christmas or whatnot. So I spent a lot of time around, you know, the world of ideas. And in high school, I went to the Science Academy in Austin. It was a building that was built in the 70s. It really kind of looks like a prison, all cinder blocks, no natural light anywhere, very oppressive fluorescent lights, a single window not openable in each room, like frosted over so you can't see out. And I felt just oppressed by school. And so it rapidly undid my natural desire to teach myself things.
But Zach had another life. He was into computer programming, where a smart teenager could get a job and be the equal of adults. He thought high school was a distraction and time-consuming.
I remember a particular day in school, kind of the day I decided I needed to stop going to school. I was in Spanish class and I was handed some busy work, you know, like a word jumble, and you're supposed to go up and down this word jumble looking for words. And, you know, when you're in school, you're kind of a robot and somebody throws some piece of busy work in front of you and you start mindlessly doing it. And I remember thinking while I was doing it about how to optimize the search for this. And I started thinking, hey, if I was at work right now, I'd be being paid to have these thoughts. And I really just sort of stopped showing up for school.
The gaming industry was booming and Zach found plenty of work. He eventually co-founded a company called Titanic Entertainment and later started making interactive art. And in place of all the classes that he never took, he read textbooks for fun.
I wasn't very old. I was probably only 21, 22 when I first read a molecular biology textbook and read about transfer RNAs. And as a programmer, I saw them immediately as an adapter, as something that was like a piece of software or an interface between two different languages, which is the kind of thing as a programmer you deal with a lot. And my mind almost like exploded when I realized that's what the molecules in my body were doing. I was working out of my house, and my girlfriend was also working out of the house, and so I'd come in to lunch and I'd start telling her like what I had, you know, read, and she'd get kind of glassy-eyed. And after a couple days of this, she's like, you really need more nerd friends. So she said, why don't you go be a grad student?
Zach met with a graduate advisor at the University of Texas, but it was what you'd expect. PhD programs don't accept high school dropouts, even the smart ones. So instead, he asked if anyone at UT was working on biology and computing, and the advisor gave him a name, Edward Marcotte.
I'm a professor at the University of Texas, and we generally work in an area called systems biology, trying to understand what your genes do and how they work together and how to figure that out by studying thousands of genes at the same time. I met Zach 6 years ago now when he walked into my office out of the blue and said, hi, you don't know me, but I've been interested in biology and wanted to talk to somebody about possibly doing some research.
He'd actually seen my artwork before.
And I grew up playing the Ultima games that he helped develop.
So he actually knew a little bit about me.
So we started talking and geeking out over all the latest trends in biology. And it was a lot of fun. We hit it off.
And Edward was like, well, you know, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. I just kind of want to hang out and learn stuff. And he's like, okay, well, there's a desk. Meetings are on Wednesdays. Not too long after I started, MIT was hosting a competition called iGEM. It's a synthetic biology competition. And so I was literally kind of walking down the hall, and Edward and I like stuck our head into this meeting. So Andy, who's running this, he said, okay, so the competition, we're supposed to build some sort of state machine out of cells.
Zach's idea was to create living organisms as you would create a computer program. He proposed that they use bacteria to do edge detection, a programming tool that's helpful for image processing.
So what I proposed was that we use bacteria to form a living edge detector. And over the course of another couple of meetings, I wrote some simulations, and I intuitively knew that this was a very quote-unquote simple problem. But building it biologically was going to be hard. It was a great collaboration of, you know, the biologist teaching me what's possible and me teaching them why cells are no different than transistors. The fact that I had a different perspective than they did, the fact that I had done other things in my life, was exactly what made me valuable.
Surrounded by PhDs, Zach is proud of his educational record. In fact, it's on his resume. 1987, dropped out of high school.
You know, there's a certain cachet to being able to say that you did something without going through the normal procedures. You know, doing things the normal way sometimes makes you look like everybody else. There's an advantage to sticking out.
For Studio 360, I'm Lindsay Patterson.
You can find out more about Zach Booth Simpson's projects at studio360.org.